Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. And by the way, we got a great show for you today. But I have to really have a conversation with Benny and Micah, mostly Benny, though, before I introduce the most incredible.
I may not have anything to offer then, Pat.
Okay,
it might be all
I just,
Micah.
I got I mean, to ask you, know, you about this.
All right, go for it. I know, right?
Okay. So today's very special guests, Julie O. Rose and JoJo Rose, Spacious and Knowing Network. Mm-hmm. But before we get to them, and believe me, what I'm about to say does tie into this, because this is what I've learned from them. This is what I've learned from them. So I'm watching. I told you yesterday on the show, I'm a closeted track and field person, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. I would have so liked to be like in that whole track and field arena, but honestly, they had to pull me to get to first base playing softball. They're like, you have to hit the ball so far out just to get to first
base. Yeah, you're that dedicated athlete.
That is not for me. That's
pure dedication.
Not my strength.
Pure dedication.
But I can move on the table tennis court, but you don't want to talk about run. So here's the thing that I really come from yesterday. Now here's what I'm learning. And this is what I've learned from both Julia Rose and JoJo Rose in the time I've been working with them. And by the way, Spacious Unknowing and Spacious Unknowing Network, it's amazing. You're going to hear about it today. But here's what I learned. When we allow Benny, Micah, technology to make important decisions for us without using our own logic, free will, common sense, you will create a situation like we had in track and field. Yes, I got to bring this up again because it's one thing for us to understand that, yes, in sports, it is very, very good to have these electronic devices. And like when they're swimming at the Olympics, the finger touch is great. However, I will say this, Devon Allen did not know when he, and it's not just him, the other two runners as well. This is so important to today's show because it is a reminder for us as we launch our network. When we let technology down to point, what has it been? 0.001 of a second, because this guy is that fast out of the blocks. So when we allow 0.001 to have a bell go off that people, judges, everybody's watching, they don't use their brain. They just don't stop for a minute and say, great, technology is great, but you know, the dude is really fast. He's always going to do that. 0.001 of a second changed the destiny for this man. But I want to talk about this in the Spacious Unknowing framework. Not that I know how to do that, but I want to talk about it. Because now there are three of them, two women and this gentleman. Now, the two women, where it happened, one in particular, and I have to look up her name, came back to qualify for another race yesterday. But her case was even worse. Why? Because the electronic thing flagged her after the gun went off, right? So think about this. So ask yourself the question in the realm of being, is it time for us to have a change in the way we integrate our lives, our principles, our values with technology? Now, yes, I'm going to that global place because I am affected by my two guests today and working with them. Because if technology makes these decisions without consideration for what really does happen, imagine how many more Devon Allens there'll be. Now, clearly, I will tell you this. I know the universe and the God of my understanding is so much smarter than any of us. And I knew, like, when the women went through this, there was a message that something had to change. But you see, it wasn't powerful enough. They didn't get enough attention to say, we have to change the rules in track and field. We have to do something different here. We cannot have electronics determine somebody's fate. These people struggle and work hard. But it had to be this guy, his last race ever, as he goes on to play for the Philadelphia Eagles. This is a man that struggled. He lost his dad. This was his last race, 0.001 of some electronic device that didn't even say he left the gate. It said his reaction was too fast. So here's what I know in a conversation today with Julio and JoJo. They live in the realm of spacious unknowing, and you're going to hear about it today. Because in the realm of spacious unknowing, it allows for us, for the soul, for something to come forward despite technology, despite what may be happening on YouTube, despite a 0.001. But I don't think that the changes to the rules or the guidelines, just like we're about to talk about today, the transformation of us, the ascension of us, our being, it comes from people like Julio and JoJo Rose, who are willing to come out and be bold. Now, Devon Allen will be remembered for this race, but he'll also be remembered for the man that put into motion major, major changes in the entire field and track arena. See, that's what catapults us to change. That's what spacious unknowing allows us to know. Today, I want to introduce you to two people I have had the pleasure and honor of working with side by side. I love their show. I love the way they're doing it. They are writing their own script. These are folks that are going to talk to us about the universal alchemical solvent, love, what it means to open the portal, because what is happening with Devon Allen right now? Why is he receiving flowers? Why is he receiving? What is happening? What about the love that is being poured out for these athletes right now? Now, many of you say, I don't follow field and track. Okay, you don't have to. See, the story is one of each and every one of us. How many times in your lives, and Julie, Oh, and JoJo are going to get on this right now. But how many times in your life have you been discarded or disqualified or just dissed because of a 0.001? Because of somebody that somebody where said to you something that put you in the 0.001 category and it changed your life. Are you ready to recover? We're going to find out today. We're going to find out what Spacious Unknowing is, what Spacious Unknowing Network is. And let me introduce you to two very, very powerful, transformative coaches. I don't even know if they like that term, but people that mentor others on how to enter into the realm. Welcome to both of you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dr.
Thank you,
Pat.
Dr. Pat. Aloha.
Aloha. You know, these are events, and the reason I brought this up, because this is an event in someone's life. It's an event that affected him, but we all have events in our lives. That's why the three of us are here. That's why you both are here talking about spacious unknowing, right?
Yes.
Because each of us has had that 0.001 thing where a judgment was made, words may have been spoken. Who knows? I don't know. But what we do with it next is important, isn't it? So let's start by talking about the Spacious Unknowing Network, Spacious Unknowing Network, and the opening in the realm that it contains for anyone that has had a 0.001 moment in their lives, right? Julio, want to start? Thank you, Julio Rose, JoJo Rose. Thank you both. But what do you think about that? Have you had any of those 0.001 moments?
We've talked a lot about technology this week. Yeah. For us, it's watching families who sit at a table for dinner in a restaurant and are on their phones.
Wow.
All the time, all of them, five of them, four of them, two of them. It's really taken over a lot of people's lives. So for us, that's a big, big change from what certainly we knew earlier on in our lives.
And go ahead, sorry.
Communication. There's no communication. There's no working of the inner workings. And so spacious unknowing has to do with our inner workings and the path to consciousness that is available to each of us. And it's so wonderful. And I appreciate technology to the limits, but I also feel that we have to be very much more aware of the inner workings in our lives and have them manifest in the world in ways that are beneficial to everyone.
Yeah. I mean, the reason that I brought that story up is it didn't happen yesterday. It actually happened a couple of days ago, but it really got me to think because a couple of things happened over the weekend. I'm working on the upcoming workshop that you're going to be, I call it a workshop, but what you're preparing, what you're bringing out into the world. And I'm looking at it and I'm thinking 5 years ago, even if we had not had the vision 15 years ago to develop a technology that literally the other higher level technologies weren't ready for. So we have to have a vision of that. And I want to talk with each of you about this because, you know, the young man I'm talking about and the two other women, you know, one of them did move on in another event, but their lives were changed because a human being did not stop and say, oh, her foul happened after the gun. Okay, right. I mean, think about this, right? I mean, it's close to absurdity, isn't it? But in the world of spacious unknowing and the spacious unknowing and network, I want to ask each of you, what does it allow for us? And how has creating this carved a pathway for you and your lives?
It calls for peace and be still and recognize the voices of other people. Listen, if I listen in, I'm going to listen better to someone who's speaking to me. It just all goes together with what you're saying. There, if there's no recognition of being able to see and listen, people make major errors and it affects so many people's lives. So for me, it's really a way to whatever happens in our world, instead of reacting, responding by being still for a few minutes and knowing how to move or say whatever needs to be said, because it isn't just a snap thing or a reaction or a knee jerk or whatever it's called. I know how important it is to be in an unknowing place for knowing to arise. And that knowing is our soul. And it really does speak to us. It speaks from us. And we're in our lives in ways that are, there's no separation between me and anyone else, nature, the whole universe, the galaxy, the cosmos. We're here with all of that inside of us. We're all made of the same thing. And so there's nothing that is outside of our venue of understanding. That's the way I would say it.
Yeah. And JoJo, how about you? Because both of you are on this journey together. I just want to say for those of you just tuning in, and yes, of course, we did skip the break. So for those of you tuning in, I'm introducing you to two amazing women. And when I say amazing, how do I know that? Did I just wake up? No, I've been working with them for several months now. I got to fully lean in and understand at a level that I don't know that I could even explain. And I still don't know that I completely understand spacious unknowing. All I know is the world needs it. And I've watched Both of these amazing women work together. Of course, Julia Rose is founder of Spacious Unknowing Network, and the conscious of being conscious expert, creator of Change of Course. And then JoJo is the initiate of Spacious Unknowing Network, creator of Breath Break Meditations. But together, when you put them together, it's so much more powerful than words can explain. JoJo, for you, you've taken this journey. You've been right there, but let's hear your perspective on this.
You know, thank you, Dr. Pat. I am an initiate of Spacious Unknowing Network. What that means to me is that I'm learning every single day, every single day. And rather than look to another human being, listening to others, wanting others to make decisions for me, I'm learning to really come in, come home to my heart, and recognize that we all impact one another. Being in this talk show with Julia Rose, all of the things that I'm learning just in the talk show that involve technology and involve communication really call on me to be in that place of Spacious Unknowing Network and not knowing and being okay with that, being okay and comfortable in the stillness to know that I don't know, but I sure would like to know, and really embracing the art of learning every day.
And I think that's why we're having this conversation, because, you know, first of all, there's no mistake about the timing of meeting you, of you saying yes to bring Spacious Unknowing Network to the world. There's absolutely no time. This is really an energy that is being called forth. And what I love about this and talking with you about this energy is it brings out perhaps things in all of us, especially the people that watch the show, but in each of you. I want to talk a little bit about, you know, some of the things that have emerged, at least for me and knowing you. For example, the Spacious Unknowing Network meditation, the sacred writings, you know, and I know I'm supposed to ask you this question, like, sacred writing have to do with our inner workings? What does it have to do with our inner workings? But I'll tell you, I have emailed you upon receiving some of these writings, and I have shared with you simply the power of reading four lines and some of them just crying and not really understanding that. And I want to say that because I would love for you to talk about this, because see, all of this is converging to come out now, right?
Yes.
And you can't plan this with just your logic, right, Julia, right?
Never. I say plan to be spontaneous, because that's how it works.
And that's how your show is. It's a fascinating show, and I love it. But there's also part of what you're sharing, you know, years of what you've learned. Spacious Unknowing Network and Spacious Unknowing Meditations are powerful, and people are going to hear a lot more about them. But there are also sacred writings, which we're going to be sharing. We're going to share them through the website. I know personally what they mean, but I want to hear from each of you, Julio, from you, in a sense, because you've written some of them. And JoJo, you've also done this. But for both of you, what is it you feel about Spacious Unknowing Network? What is it you feel about the potentiality to change lives? See, that's what I'm interested in today. Yeah. Because I know, short period of time with you, I know what has happened for me. But what do you feel about this and the calling to bring it to the world now, Julio, right?
Yes.
Now for you.
Well, it's important to pass on the real understanding, clear understanding of inner workings, and just be in the consciousness that is opens all the faculties. Everything is alive in this world, in this inner world, and the network of it is our everything works better when we meditate. It just does. And instead of leaving meditation on a shelf, it's like getting in touch with feeling the neurons firing, the immune system boosted, the everything in us is more alive. Our blood is flowing freely in a way that is healthy. And I could go on and on.
Yeah, you need to go. And please go on. Please go on, because I want people to hear you.
What I've learned from meditation is that a lot of people don't use it to be in the world. And when the listening in with meditation is then used to listen to people, it's a true use of what we're receiving and learning and have the possibility of sharing. So the inner works are so relevant to our life. And with meditation, we can learn them from the feeling, as you're saying, from the feeling nature, where we really understand our inner heartbeat and the sound that made it in the first place in the embryo. That first sound was our heartbeat. And it's as potent today for us in meditation and learning about ourselves as it was when we were being birthed or being grown, conceived, all of it. And it for us not to care about learning our inner workings is like we're not here. We're not really here. Do we really exist? Maybe. But I feel that we understand better why we're here with the spacious unknowing that allows us to just no new things. It's wonderful to have inner knowing. It really is trustworthy. It makes us trustworthy. It's just a wonderful life. And I'd love to pass it on and have people receive and join us in it.
And you are passing it on to JoJo, right?
Oh, JoJo?
I would love to share a story with
you. Please, please.
So several months ago, I happened to wake up one morning, went in the bathroom, looked at my eyes in the mirror, and I was devastated. Why was I devastated? They looked dead to me. There was no soul shining through my eyes. And for a long time, they hurt. They were really small and constricted. And in that moment, it was like I gave myself a directive, and I knew that I was going to be in whatever I needed to be in to change my eyes. And I did. I set to work. I was very in. My will was fully engaged with my soul to make this be very different in my life. Concomitant with learning Spacious Unknowing Network and meditation. Fast forward to today, my eyes have changed. Now, my left eye used to not track. For a reason. But anyway, it used to not track. So now it's tracking. Does that mean that I stop being in the exercises and being aware? No, because what happens is I can wake up and, or throughout the day, I can go and look at myself in a mirror and I can tell when something is off because my eyes reflect it. My eyes reflect if something's not right, which gives me a good cue in to pay attention. Okay, what do I need to change right here, right now? And that's all part of spacious unknowing, to be that open and that willing to be real with ourselves. And then in the being real with ourselves, we can pass it on to other human beings. My full heart, soulful desire is for human beings to know how much they are loved, to feel that love, and to be willing to share that love. That has been a constant, steady, sure, true thing in my life of how loved I have been, even when I was not willing to understand me. I've always been loved. Every human being and soul on this planet is loved, and I want human beings to feel that.
And isn't that really the essence of what both of you are creating, have created? And I want to tell everybody, if you want to get a glimpse of this, you have to go to this website. You just have to go, because when you go there, tell me if you don't feel something. Call me. And if you're listening, and you go to the website spaciousunknowing.com or spaciousunknowingnetwork.com, it'll get you there. Tell me what you feel. Allow yourself to feel it. When you get there and you read some of the things that are here in writing, and there's so much more. There's so much more, which I hope we talk about a little bit. But when you lean into this and you get a sense of it, you will understand why, for the 20 years you've known me, the very first interview I've ever done, I would say to people like Jack Canfield, you know, Jack, I don't know what I don't know, but I want to learn. See, this is what we're stepping into. And I'm just going to tell you this. I don't know when. I don't know how. This will become a movement because the world is demanding that we, as Einstein said, we don't try to solve the problem at the level it's created. And Jojo, I need to pull that clip and send that to Devon Allen, to the young man right now, that he knows from love, the love of his dad who passed. He knows that more than anything, that 0.001 cannot dismantle love. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, fasten your seatbelt, but also please feel free to call in, not to talk to me, but maybe you have a question for Julie. Maybe you have a question for Jojo. When we come back, get ready to talk about what is identity transformation and something I am so excited to hear them talk about, personal presence. What? Personal presence. I need to hear this for my upcoming weekend. Benny, Micah, let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
It's time to tap into your divine self through angelic guidance. Join your host, Cindy Smith, and co-hosts in the Angel Empowerment Show from I Can't to I Can, airing every Monday, 6 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn from four of the best angel empowerment practitioners in the field. Together, they will share experiential teachings and offer live on-air professional angel card readings and much more. For more information, visit CindySmithAEP.com.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek, the fourth Tuesday each month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the golden age that provides truth and answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you monthly on TransformationTalkRadio.com on Knowledge Book Radio. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Tune in to Awaken Your Magic Within, reveal unconscious systems to discover your unstoppable freedom power. Join me, Tracy Lynn Wallace, on TransformationTalkRadio.com the first Tuesday of each month, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, to gain insight, direction, and tools to uncover limiting beliefs. Get ready to step into your unstoppable power to discover and uncover your magic within.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Penny and I have been together 20 years. Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's just, yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I want to welcome everybody back. And again, I want to remind you, whenever we do shows, you know the call-in number, 1-800-930-2819. But see, Micah is also on Facebook. And if you're on Facebook, TransformationTalkRadio.com, post a comment there and Micah will let us know about it. We'll bring it up or post your question. Today, I'm so thrilled to have Julio Rose and JoJo Rose joining me here today. They are the people that have said yes to bringing this out into the world. This is Spacious Unknowing Network. And what that involves, it involves, as Julie, you just said it, it involves us to remember the amount of and bandwidth we have for love. Thank you both for joining me here today. And as I said, go to spaciousunknowing.com, spaciousunknowingnetwork.com will get you there. Take a look. Read some of the writings. There'll be more of this coming. Look at their show. I want to talk with you about what you're getting ready to introduce to people. Because being in the unknowing doesn't mean you don't do anything, right? Yeah. It doesn't mean that. No. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about this idea of personal presence, if we could. And what that has come to mean to each of you and what you're doing to introduce it to all of us. Julie, want to go first? Go ahead.
Sure. Personal to me is oftentimes I see people who are spiritual and they have a presence, but nobody ever wants to talk about the free will we have that we need to connect with this presence. And when we connect our free will to our presence, we're really connecting our wholeness. And it's really powerful because we're present in any aspect of life. Nothing is outside of the realm of possibilities. And so personal to me is very important. It isn't about personality. It isn't about ego. In fact, ego usurps the power of the soul and uses the will and holds it in bondage. So it's getting free from the bondage of the will, that is ego. And also the just being able to feel your own personhood. Just know that I have something to offer the world. I care. I'm here to pass on knowledge, wisdom, understanding, clear understanding, so that people can tune in. It's a tuning in here and tuning into life, really, and being letting life be an adventure like you're speaking of with what you're entering into with your ping pong, right?
Yeah. Yes, my tournament this weekend.
Yeah, it really is wonderful. And that's what I'm saying. You know, there's no fear inside. There's nothing that would hold us back when we live from this place inside. And we understand that everything that happens in our life, we have the ability to come in and to be personal with ourselves first. And understand that unless I understand me and the inner workings of how they work and the freedom that I have from a free will, that I'm the one who decides how it's used. Mm-hmm. I'm the one who connects with it in such a way that I can have a definitive way to speak to others, but always for them to come into the same mastery of their own personhood, of their own presence in that personhood, and then to manifest what it is that they know they're here for. Yeah. They know they're here for that, whatever that is from the soul. So to bring that from within them, that's really what I'm here for. I've done this all my life with me, and I've worked with other beings as well. But now I really have given myself wholeheartedly to be with beings who are seeking this, knowing that they need a change in their own lives. And to be personal with people, technology has put people out of touch with each other. And so being personal, looking someone in the eye, hearing their voice on the phone, allowing for our willingness to be present with others in a true way, a real way, by listening, by caring, by showing some human kindness. It's everything. It's really everything.
It is, and it's so powerful. You know, it's really interesting. Jessica and I had to make a really difficult decision in the way we run our offices and our studios. And we really thought about this long and hard, and we've tried many, many ways to get around it. But it talks to something you said before, and then Jojo, I really would like you to jump in on this. Yeah. It talks to something you said before about our addiction to ourselves. And it is, when you can't go out to dinner with your family and put your cell phone away or leave it at home. And I'm not saying everyone. Some of you are emergency people. Some of you need your phone.
Yeah.
And we tried 100 different ways to Sunday to say to our team, okay, it's okay for you to have your phone here, but please, please try to hold back from doing personal things or whatever you're doing. 100 ways over a 5-year period. And finally, Jessica is like, you know what? No cell phones. Your cell phones, we're not going to go quite as extreme as my friend's company with it. You have to leave your cell phone at the door. That's what they do.
Right.
But you get to the point where you say, you know what? Just put it away. You don't need it out. Yeah. You don't need to be checking your whatever you're checking, because all of the people we work with, all of our clients, they want us to be present, even if they don't know what they want you to be present for, right? Jojo, Jojo, and let me just turn it over to you too, because we are talking about personal presence, and this has been a journey for you as well.
Well, it means so much to me, because all of what Julie O. Rose just said, I'm learning, and it's such a wonder to be in this life and to understand the importance of personal presence, and that anyone and everyone can change. If they know they need to change, change is completely possible. They have to be willing to do and understand their inner workings. They have to be willing to tell themselves the truth. They have to be willing to let their life, what they feel and think inside, show them what needs changing, and to allow what they're seeing, what is life showing them? What is their life showing them? If things keep happening in a certain way, that's usually a sign that we have to bring it home and bring it in. And the only way that someone can do that is with having a personal presence and being willing to speak or be silent, be however they need to be in any given moment.
Yeah. I mean, go ahead.
Said about identity transformation, because if when somebody can identify the sounds they did make and have made and are still hearing in their head or hear, they really have the opportunity to identify with something entirely new. And as they do that over and over, change what the old sounds were, bring in the new sounds, and identify more with this way of life, their identity, they transform through this change of not identifying with things that really made their life miserable, unhappy, just really didn't work for them. but they didn't know what they didn't know. And so it continued until they began to say, wait a minute, I can change this.
Yeah.
I can change this. Yeah. I have to change this. And then the identity begins to automatically change through the inner work they do. It just does. And they find out and go, oh, I don't even think about that anymore. You know, there's small incremental changes, and then all of a sudden there's transformation that they've worked hard inside to get to, inside and the changes they've made around them and in the world. I don't ever want to leave that out, because too many do, and I really know how important practical application of everything we learn is. So
it is, isn't it? I mean, and that's really what we're talking about. And thank you for bringing that up, because, you know, there is an idea out there, at least that's what I'm familiar with, that there is an idea out there when we talk about things like this, that there isn't a practical application. And that is so not true. We are talking about, you know, what it is that we can do to apply things in our lives, to apply things to our world. And I mean, that's why, you know, for those of you out there, if you go to spaciousunknowingnetwork.com, you're going to see a masterclass. You're going to see what Julio and Jojo have created, this personal presence portal directive for identity transformation, and then to also understand, you know, what calls you to know what you need to be directive. I mean, it is right there. This is something up and coming from them in the September timeframe. So not only are you hearing about, you know, what is in the heart of what we're talking about, but this is really a masterclass to accept mastery in opening your spacious, unknowing, personal presence portal.
Yes. And it's an accelerated path that Jojo can attest to.
Yes.
And there's others I've worked with in the past, but definitely it's an accelerated path because when they give themselves to it, wow. And honestly, I don't have a magic wand. I tell everyone that I work with that. I don't have a magic wand. I can give you understanding for what is necessary for you to work in and from and by. But unless you do the work, nothing.
And I can attest to that. It wasn't until I fully engaged and made a decision that I was the one, if I wanted this change in my life, she wasn't going to make it for me. You know, Joe over here wasn't going to do it. I had to be willing to face the things in my life that I had let just go and go and go. And when you do that, it piles up. It piles. And so the working of it and the inner workings and understanding help to dissolve and change.
Yeah.
And it is layer by layer. It didn't get there in 1 second. It's not going to change in 1 second. But when you can be so clear in your own soul and have a directive and know what you need and be able to speak into the field of knowing what you need with real clarity, the changes can happen quickly. But you have to stay the course. Yeah. You have to stay the course and be steady in it for that change to be really realized. And
it's so funny you brought that up.
When the change is realized, it automatically comes into your life. The practical application is in the change because you're so in it.
And until someone is in it, practical application is that they see in the world.
Yeah.
What they're still creating that they can now take home.
Yeah.
So there's always practical application, even when they haven't yet cleared their inner life enough to really clear their life out here. They still are able to learn from the things that are surrounding them. Or when they walk out the door, what happens? that could upset them, and come back in and say, okay, what is this upset? Come here and just be still with it. So, you know, you find out what's going on in here, what's happening inside of me. And it can be days, it can be a minute, depends on what has occurred in this. And what JoJo was saying, I would add that we all have chemistry. Of course, we know about the hormones. But when we are in a prayer, meditation, an inner way of living, alchemy comes in. Well, that's substantial. And it really does. It's part of what accelerates things, because it really allows for a new substances become very much part of our form, our mind, our soul, our spirit. And so we really benefit so richly from this life.
Yeah.
The life inside and the life we see out here that shows us well who we really are in this moment. True is that the seemingly unchangeable can be changed.
Wow.
And I mean, it's potent.
And let's talk about that from the context of how you both do your show. And I want to mention to everybody right now, you'll be able to find out more. And let me just make sure you all have information. You'll be able to find out more and hear, you know, firsthand. And by the way, and participate in this show with Julia Rose and JoJo Rose.
Yes.
I just want to tell everybody, it's Mondays right here on the network, transformationtalkradio.com, 7 p.m. Pacific time. And you're going to be able to either listen to it or you can watch it on Facebook. If you've missed any part of anything so far, what I'd like to say to you, just go over to spaciousandknowing.com, click on the podcast button, and there are the shows. And many, many more are to come. And you're going to find when you watch the show, you're going to see something fascinating happen. Can we take a moment to talk about that? Because what you're doing on the show is you're having dialogue, each of you, authentic dialogue. And it's not scripted. We don't know what's coming or how it's coming.
No.
It's very real. And that's what's so very amazing about it, right? JoJo's like, oh my gosh, yeah, this is true, right? Tell folks about this, because this ties in. This ties into really coming into being with, yes, with identity and personal presence. The way that you've said this is the way we're going to do that. Right, Julio?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And it's fun because we have fun all the time. So why shouldn't we have fun on our show?
But good point.
Yeah. Yes. I want to add something to that, in that she's always so relaxed and easy and just words just flow, the word just flows from her. And for me, I've had to come into that place of relaxation where I wasn't holding on to an idea of, oh, well, we're doing a talk show, so let me get really tight now, because it's like, okay, no, let's have fun with this and let's just be with each other. And it is an organic happening each show. I mean, yes, we do prep work, but then we allow it to be what it's going to be each show.
Yeah.
And, you know, and this is really, for me, when I step back and I think about this, you both walk the talk of spacious unknowing, because you've created this presence. And that's what I love about working with you. See, as a network, we don't have rigidity in creativity with our folks.
No.
Now, there are some things we'll guide you about and some things we'll say, but our job is to create a portal for you to show up as exactly the way you'd like to show up. And that's the most powerful thing, not just about the show, but isn't that what you help other people do?
Yes, and you definitely have that, Dr. Pat, for how we have been with you and you understanding us. And it was such a gift to us. And thank you so much. The best thing we did was get on your website with that JoJo found that you accepted hosts and go right there and write out what we want. Yeah, we did it right away.
Yes.
And it's life changing because we wanted to do this, but we didn't know where or how. And when we found you, and I remember listening to you when I was in the US a lot. And so here we were, okay, this is our place. And we're so thankful for you. Aww. I just have to say, you really have helped change our life in the way of us manifesting and being with other beings who can learn about us. Yeah. That's so, thank you.
Mm. Yeah, it's an honor, right? JoJo, you know, it's an honor and a process.
Yes. Oh, yes, definitely. It is an honor. And it is an honor being with you and learning what we're learning and having your guidance in helping us, as Julio says, to bring this forward, to manifest it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's been a long time in the making. Now is the timing of it, though.
Yeah. Well, I want to ask this last question to each of you, because I always like to tell people, what's in your heart? What are you most excited about bringing forward now? You know, of course, there are other things to do, but there's some things that sit in our hearts. I made a major decision over the weekend that I didn't think I'd be making for another month, but it was in my heart, you see. Mm-hmm. And I was working on the masterclass page and I read something, I can't remember what it was, but I immediately knew the exact date for launching our crowdfund. I mean, it just came to me. So I want you to share, if you don't mind, what's in your heart? What are you most excited about bringing forward?
I want to see people accept love in their heart, in their lives, in their whole being, because it's present and available to all of us. You know, it's like a sweet rain, you know, coming in misty and just really for us, love, lots of love. And we also want to have, as we undergo all of this, is a foundation of some kind that would be left in our wake, so to speak, so that we really, it's a continuum. We're not here for one day or one minute. It's really important to both of us that we have something very special for. We especially love children, and we especially feel that children are not being cared for in a way that they need to be in our culture today. Yeah. And so we'd love to start doing something with that as we go in this. And that's in our heart, both of us, very deeply. And work with adults that have children. So that, you know, we could bring them together in brand new ways. And that's very, very much integral to how we have been talking and feeling and wanting to bring forth. And we've done this for years, knowing that we would do this someday together. Yeah. And now it's clearer and more than possible.
Yeah. It's so exciting. And, you know, you really are talking about something that's so needed now. JoJo, for you, how about you? I mean, the idea of just
listening to her.
I know, I was just too.
That's how I feel, because I want human beings to come home and recognize their soul. What is their soul rhythm? And to know how deeply loved every human soul on this planet is. And that the love is for sharing. And I've worked a lot with children, so my heart is very deep and wide and broad for what children need. And they are so intelligent. Now they have so much to give. And I want to be with them to have them blossom. be who they really are.
And I've played a lot with children.
Yeah, so. Yes, you
have. So, well, what's been lost is the play for adults and children.
True. Yeah.
Real play, you know, you enjoy playing. We do too. And it's like, that's really part, so integral to our lives. And without it, I'm just going to sit here because that's what happens to people.
There's no question about it. And I want to thank you both again for everything you do. Folks, you're going to hear lots, lots more from Julia Rose and Joe DeRose. Please, everybody, spaciousunknowingnetwork.com. And remember to tune into their show. Thank you, Benny. Thank you, Micah. And thank you to both of you for your presence and your heart opening and all the great things you're doing. Thank you so much. We'll see you all next time.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. Aloha.
Aloha.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.